Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, family, grace and peace.
Shalom, grace and peace.
Shalom, peace. Everyone.
Hey.
Shalom. Shalom. Welcome to the Sounds of Living Waters. Amen.
Amen.
Shalom, family. Brother Bob, my husband said the floor is yours. This is your baby. This is Tuesday night. So I'm going to mute the line so you don't hear our background noise, and we leave it in your hands. Amen.
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 Thank you. Tonight, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Sounds of Living Water radio show, and tonight's message is going to be, there isn't going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. My name again is Brother Bob Farr from the Philadelphia Assemblies, and reading for us tonight is Brother Eric Burkholt from the Open Arms ministry in Berlin, Wisconsin. So there's three trains of thought in so-called rapture doctrine. First one being a pre-trib rapture, then a mid-trib, and then post-trib. We're not going to be dealing with all three of those tonight. We're only going to be dealing with the pre-tribulation rapture. Again, the idea that somehow the elect is going to be taken up prior to the tribulation. This won't be a very long message, but hopefully it'll be edifying, and we'll have people that will gain understanding. And I'm sure most of us are pretty much on the same page on this. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Almighty Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity, Father, to come before you and to have the reading of your word. Father, we ask again that you would open up hearts and minds and teach us what it is you'd have us to know. And Father, help us to any ideas that we have that are not according to the scripture. Father, help them to have them adjusted to the scripture. And again, we ask that your edification be upon each one of us. And we ask it all in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To begin with, we're going to talk just a second here about you know, anything that you go to set forth in Scripture, according to Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15, says, one witness will not rise up against a man for any lawlessness, or for any sin in which he has committed. At the mouth of two witnesses or the mouth of three witnesses will the matter be established. So let's give three separate witnesses or examples in scriptures to prove there will be no pre-tribulation rapture. You know, we know it's that way for lawlessness or when someone's being judged, but we need to have, I believe, three witnesses. least three witnesses to see something, or two to three witnesses, to see that something is true in Scripture as well. So, Brother Eric, we're going to start out in Matthew 24 and start in verse 21. We're just going to read two verses there, Matthew 24, 21 and 22. When you get there, brother, go ahead.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened.
Now, here we are, we could see plainly here that this says, this is talking about the great tribulation, such as never has been before, nor ever shall be. And these days being shortened for the elect's sake. Okay? I'm just going to mention that in the beginning of Matthew 24 in verse 3, that the disciples, and as he, our Messiah, sat upon the Mount of Olives privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and of the end of your coming, thy coming, and the end of the world. So that's asking two things. This is his disciples, and they're asking for an order. And this chapter, as well as two others that we're going to cover, are chronological, or they're set out in time sequence. Okay, brother, now go to Mark, the 13th chapter, and when you get there, brother, read 19 through 27. It's pretty much the same thing, but in the Gospel of Mark instead of Matthew.
For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be.
So affliction here could have been translated tribulation, same Greek word that they used in Matthew 24. Go ahead, brother.
And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh shall be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he had shortened the days.
Same verse. Go ahead, brother.
And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect.
So obviously here, if they were to seduce, and these false signs enforce wonders to seduce the elect have to be here. Go ahead, brother.
But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light.
So he's telling you after the tribulation, you're going to see this sign. Go ahead, brother. And it's played out in Joel, and in Isaiah. Go ahead.
And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
So he's given this here again in a chronological order, and he says, and then shall they see, after these signs, which again is after the tribulation, you'll see these things. Go ahead, brother.
And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven.
And this is when he's going to gather his elect, his saints. It's going to be at his return, as clearly as we see both in the book of the Gospel of Mark and also of Matthew. Let's go to look at back to Matthew 24 and read 29 through 31.
Matthew 24, 29 through 31.
Yes, sir.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Okay. Exact same verbiage that we heard, the exact same order that we heard in the other two Gospels. So we got three Gospels here that agree when our Messiah is going to be back is going to be after the tribulation. And that right there, we could stop right there and be done, but we're not going to. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13 and start in verse 24 through 30 when you get there, brother. This is a parable.
Matthew 13?
Yes, sir. Matthew, the 13th chapter, starting 24 through 30.
Matthew 13. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? Verse 28, and he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up the wheat with them.
Okay, important to see. You know, we know that our Messiah does teach in parables, and there's something going on here that's explained in Matthew 24, and it's two separate things. Obviously, we're talking about the good wheat that's sown, and those wheat, and we know he's talking about sifting out the wheat and the tares at the end, at the judgment, and the good wheat is taken out, you know, that for in the first resurrection, and we also know that there'll be some more wheat that'll be separated at the second resurrection. And obviously, the good man here which sowed the field was the Father, and we know that the other one here was Satan that sowed those tares. Okay, so let's go for a summation of this, and like I said, this is really short tonight. I've got a few health problems going on, so please, guys, keep me in your prayers. Let's go to Revelation, the 20th chapter, and we're going to read the whole chapter when you get there, brother, and I'm going to expound on what we've already said and line it up with Revelation chapter 20.
Okay. Give me a second, brother.
Sure, take your time. We got plenty of time. It's a short lesson.
Okay. Okay, chapter 20, starting at verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him up 1,000 years.
Now, most of this we don't need a whole lot of explanation for. We all know that just prior to that millennial reign, that 1,000 years of our Messiah reigning here on earth, Satan's going to be bound in this pit. And we know that it talks about that back in Isaiah chapter 27. So go ahead, brother.
And cast him, verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Now, obviously, the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished is not the first resurrection. But what we read in verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls or the lives of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. These are the ones that are going to be in the first resurrection. And we know from many places that they're going to come from all tribes and all nations. Neither his image, neither he received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Go ahead and read verse 6, brother.
Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. And
so we can see right there that those wheat and those tares are not coming from the first resurrection. That's talking about the second resurrection, because blessed and holy is he. And this has nothing to do with the latter judgment that we're going to read over there. Those wheat and tares are going to grow up together until this judgment that we're going to read on further in this chapter. Go ahead, brother.
On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Amen.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea.
So obviously here we can see that you had the elect. It was during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and they were joint heirs with Christ, and they were ruling and reigning with him. And after that season was over, then obviously Satan had to be released to tempt those that were being taught by the elect during that 1,000-year reign. Go ahead, brother.
And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
So we can obviously see this is the point in time when the Father is going to come back And obviously this great white throne judgment is going to take place. He's going to sit on that thing. When he comes back, the whole earth would have fled and the heavens would have fled, but there was no place for them to go. Go ahead, brother.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
So, again, this is all talking about second resurrection. And our Messiah gathered his elect, as I read in three different gospels, at his coming, not before. Go ahead, brother.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works.
See, and the problem with most of the other faiths that don't understand the first and second resurrection, that's why they can't see that there's not a pre-tribulation rapture prior to our Messiah's return when he gathers his elect from the four corners of the earth. This judgment that we're seeing here is the second is at the second resurrection of the dead and the great white throne judgment, and this lines everything else up as that's just the same way as Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and Luke 21. Go ahead, brother.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
That happened again at the second resurrection and the great white throne judgment. Obviously, that had nothing to do with the first resurrection and when our Messiah would return. Go ahead, brother. Start in chapter 21 and read through verse 8.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he that will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be that with them and be their God.
Obviously, we could see that not only the Messiah, the Lamb, but at this point in time, the Father also will be there and be our God. Go ahead, brother.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers, sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
So this is the order of the entire thing. From when we read in Matthew 24, when our Messiah returns after the tribulation, and right on down to the new heaven and new earth. So I can't see how it would be possible that there could be a pre-tribulation rapture where Messiah would come and take out the elect prior to the tribulation based on all the scriptures that we read tonight. And based on that, I'm going to go ahead and, again, come to an end on this, and we'll open the floor for questions or comments. So whenever you're ready, I really don't have anything else to say. Again, I said I've had a little problem with irregular heartbeat for the last couple of days, and I've not been on top of myself, so I kept this short intentional, but I pray that that some were edified by the scriptures. So I'd like to go ahead and open up the floor for comments or questions at this time. Thank you.
Is there
anyone has any comments or any questions? Well, in that case, I'd like to thank everybody that called in and got in on the internet to hear the message tonight, and I hope that people were edified by the reading of the word and that some could see that there be no pre-tribulation rapture. And thank you, Brother Eric, for the reading of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Great lesson, Brother Bob. Forgive us. Our internet's going in and out, so please forgive us.
Great lesson. No problem at all. I understand, sister. Again,
we're praying that you feel better. No worries, no excuses. You don't have to give us an explanation. Great lesson, great precept. And we all pray that you feel better. We'll be praying for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you
Amen.
So much. And like I said, I appreciate all you the opportunity to read the word and expound upon it tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, there's no questions, comments, or testimonies. We're going to end it here. We bid everybody peace, a blessed evening. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll see everyone again. Wednesday night's precept, we're not for sure what that will be with Brother Nakomi Swanson from the Nation of Peace. Amen. At 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water, yes, baby, read your Bibles. Amen. Have a blessed evening.
Read the book.
Amen. Read the book.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.